There are three different cloud service types. In this lesson, you learn that each comes with its own benefits and drawbacks. We cover infrastructure as a service, or ES, and the flexibility it provides. We also talk about platform as a service, or PaaS, and how it can make adding powerful functionality simple. And we finish the lesson talking about software as a service, the easiest way to take advantage of the cloud. You know, in the previous lesson, we covered the different cloud models, the public cloud, the private cloud, and the hybrid cloud. Now we're going to cover the different cloud service types that are available in these clouds, starting with infrastructure as a service, or IaaS. Now, in an IaaS service, the infrastructure is provided by the cloud provider. Infrastructure refers to things like computers, networking components, hard drives, that kind of thing. In an IaaS service, your costs are typically based on consumption, and this is the service type where you have the greatest responsibility. Now remember, when we covered the shared responsibility model, and I said that how much responsibility you have depends on which service type you use. IaaS has the highest level of responsibility for you, but it also provides you with the greatest level of control. A good example of an IaaS service in Azure is Azure Virtual Machines. And when we get to lesson 5, we'll look at virtual machines in a lot more detail. The next cloud service type is Platform as a Service, or PaaS. Now, in a PaaS service, it's not just the infrastructure that's provided by the cloud provider, but it's also the operating system and any middleware components that the service needs. PaaS services often offer a large number of easy-to-use features that are also easy to configure. And many of these features are turnkey features that you can use by simply turning them on, making a few minor configuration changes, and you're good to go. PaaS services are usually the best choice when you want to reduce the management burden. An example of a PaaS service is Azure App Service. The final type of cloud service is Software as a Service, or SaaS. In a SaaS service infrastructure, the OS and the software itself are all provided by the cloud provider. SaaS services are usually pay-as-you-so services, or sometimes even free services. They're also frequently accessed using a web browser, or maybe an app on a phone or a tablet or even on a computer. In a SaaS service, you have the least responsibility out of all of the different cloud models, but you also have very little to no control at all. Over the service, SASE services are probably the most common type of cloud service, and many people are using SASE services without even knowing it. Like if you're using a web-based email service, like Outlook.com, you're using a SaaS service. If you use OneDrive or a similar online disk space service, you're using a SaaS service.